Hi guys, welcome back to Our Hollywood. The conversation that we just had.
Yeah, it's
and really then funny. I didn't even give us 3 seconds to recover.
I know, you didn't give me a beat.
No, I was like okay, 1, 2, 3, and go. Okay, so we...
Well, I'm Kim.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm Daniel. And okay, we have a fun little...
It's a little special episode.
Yeah, because like the original plan was we were not going to have an episode today.
Yeah.
And Kim was like, absolutely not. Yeah. She was like, it's going to like ruin the like timings of everything. Because I'm pretty sure that like our 40th episode would have been on our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
If we had not skipped a week.
Yeah. I'm like.
And that like kind of was upsetting, honestly. It wasn't that deep though. Yeah. Anyways, okay, so today we're going to be talking about something that I'm sure.
Like a shorter episode, just like a little rundown about something that's important in the industry, especially for like things that we're always saying on the podcast that we want to like see happen. And like, I mean, something we don't. I mean, I guess we kind of do talk about working conditions, especially with Izzy. She talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, she did. But also, she's like one of the only ones of our guests who's like currently in the industry.
I mean, we are gonna have more guests, but they're just busy because they're working. I'm in charge of scheduling from now on.
Yeah. Oh my God, fully. Also, the sliding. I'm so sorry. Horrible, but it's also five. This is also, I think, the latest we've recorded.
Oh yeah.
When did we fully record it at night?
No, but we didn't do it the day before.
Oh no,
we've never done it the day before.
Oh yeah, I'm fully editing this like right after.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, so today's episode, the bonus Jonas episode.
Did you mean Jonas like Jonas Brother?
Yeah, I didn't realize that was like a Frankie Jonas reference. I just remember
you also spelled Jonas wrong.
Oh, I didn't.
That's why I didn't get into it right now when you said
I
that.
I didn't
loud.
I was
like, what's a Jonas?
Bonus Jonas, like Jonas Brothers. Because remember, like when we were like younger, people would be like, oh my God, the bonus Jonas. No, the bonus Jonas is Frankie. Yeah.
Anyways.
Literally Scientology chain. Go check out Besties.
Yeah. did we talk about that too?
Did we?
I think we did.
I think I mentioned it because I was listening to the podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like it's literally a multiverse.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about the IATSE strike. I guess Daniel never noticed, so maybe you didn't notice, but the little symbol, maybe you've been seeing people in the film industry post it, saying that they support the strike, but this is like basically the union so there's different unions for different jobs in the film and television industry, but this one specifically mostly covers grips, cinematographers, editors, not customers.
Wait, why is that there?
Costume designers.
Okay, yeah.
And hairstylists.
I literally, that's like what I
said. Because I was doing this while I was doing my yard sale, so I was like trying to make sure people weren't stealing from me, but also like doing this. And hairstylists. And that's over 150,000 workers.
Which is a lot, guys.
That is a lot of people.
I don't know if you knew.
And I think it's like mostly New York and LA people as well.
Yeah, because that's like where the majority of the.
And you have to realize, like, not everybody that works in the industry is covered by the union.
Yeah. Okay, so basically what the acronym stands for is the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, Moving Picture Technicians, Artists, and Allied Crafts of the United States. That's not part of it, but...
Is it of the United States? Oh, it is of the United States.
Oh, it's territories and Canada. Sorry, it stopped reading
fun.
Before it. I finished it.
But basically why this is, like, okay, so they're negotiating, just, like, break it down, like...
Yeah.
Surface level. They are... negotiating contracts between the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. So these are like, for people that don't know too much about the industry, there's above the line workers and below the line workers. So below the line workers are people like grips, cinematographers. I mean, some cinematographers, it depends on like how high you are.
Yeah.
Like if you're like the main cinematographer, you're above the line, but like ADs, I feel, well, I don't know.
It
that's
really
ADs
depends.
Are kind of like a, but like they are above the line, but they work with the below the line people, which is also like above the line and below the line sounds really bad.
The way it's phrased already.
Yeah,
iffy.
But that's like the terminology that they even teach in like
the
colleges.
The line
and
means
stuff.
Like importance, basically.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
It's not.
But like everyone's important.
Well,
you know,
yeah, like,
it is.
But like that's the way, I don't know, that's just the terminology.
I know. Well, because
we
I
didn't make this place.
Yeah, I just remember the terminology being taught to me in college, and I was like, sounds a little weird to like tell people that are literally the grips that make everything below the line. Because But I get it, but it just seems like we can make better terminology.
Yeah, 100%.
So above the line people are producers, directors, the actors, like people that are getting paid like the big bucks.
Yeah.
To be there, which, yeah, capitalism, baby. It's so bad. So that's kind of like why they're negotiating with them is because the producers are the ones that like hire everybody. So that's why they're negotiating with them, and their contract ended pretty recently, and they've been in negotiations for like a couple months, and like it just has gone to the point where the producers are just not budging, and what they're not budging on, I just feel like is like it should already be like better.
Yeah, I literally was so shocked. Okay, because I remember when did we do Izzy's episode? Was that last episode?
Yeah, it was, well, two episodes ago.
Our guest Izzy is like already working directly in the industry, and so she was telling us about the
aspects, like her past job, not her current job.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah,
we just to like clarify,
yeah, and not to get her in trouble, but like also Universal's not listening to this, but so she was telling us about like how in other jobs, like how they treat like below the line workers, and I remember like after that I was like so discouraged because I was like, I don't want that.
Yeah,
it's not what I want.
But then this happened like a week later. Like, our, I think, impact. No, the way we always are like, oh my god, we manifested this.
Yeah. We're so annoying.
No, we're really annoying. But sometimes it is kind of spooky.
It is. No, it is. Because it's like the most specific things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
Speaking into existence. Honestly. Anyways, so what they're looking to change and like what we're gathering is what the producers are not budging on is excessive, unsafe, and harmful working hours. So basically this looks like they'll work like a 20-hour day and then come back the next day like 12 hours later.
Yeah.
Which is like,
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I mean, we might have to live that reality
but
soon.
Also, I think the thing is like the people that are in these positions, they don't want to complain about it because they can literally just like fire you and replace you with someone else.
Yeah, because they, yeah, exactly.
So you're just kind of like stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously this is like inhumane. Like this is literally awful.
Yeah, but that's just the first... That's just the first bullet point.
Yeah. And, but like you can't complain about it because they're like, okay, well, bye then. We'll find someone else. Everyone, like there are people dying to be in this position. So like, what are you going to do?
It's a really fucked up cycle.
Yeah.
The next thing is unlivable wages, which is just insane when you think about like how much people make.
Especially like, the cost of living in LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And then maybe having to like, and then also like, getting reimbursed for things, because I feel like sometimes, maybe not on like professional sets, but like, I know some people that work on professional sets and they have to like pay for their own gas and stuff and they don't get reimbursed for months. And it's just like, sometimes people don't have the money to like do that to like, because they have to make rent and stuff. Consistent failure to provide reasonable rest during meal breaks between work days and on weekends. I was reading it through, they have like an Instagram about people.
Yeah.
In the union, like talking about their stories, and like there's so many people that are like, we only had like 10 minutes to eat and then we had to like go. I remember when I was reading one and someone was literally having a medical emergency and one of the producers came out and was like, can you like move them to the street, and like, and can you tell the ambulance to come without the lights on so we can continue filming? Like, what?
That's literally so scary.
Like an ambulance had to be called and like they wouldn't stop production so this person could get cared for.
Well, the Instagram account is IA_stories.
There's so many.
Yeah. And so they're anonymous submissions by people who have worked in the industry and like have had like really bad experiences. And they just DM the account and tell them the tea. So it's like for Dumois, example,
but for the union.
Let me pick a random one. Okay. This one says, costume coordinator here. I worked a total of 70 hours this week. I worked an additional 10 hours today to catch up on paperwork. I rushed out of the office to make it on time to my sister's birthday dinner. I'm literally crying in the restaurant's bathroom because I don't know how to turn my autopilot work self off. I'm mentally and physically exhausted. That one's too dark. Well, let's just read it because trigger warning suicide. But this one says, my daughter tried to commit suicide. I found her, picked her up, and loaded her in the car. Took her to the hospital, handed her over for care, and was told I had to leave her. I went home and showered and drove to work because I had a 5:30 a.m. call. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't tell my department head for fear of being fired. She would have fired me because it might have interfered with my work. I didn't tell HR because it would have caused trouble for my DH. And we were told not to do that. District head. What was DH?
I don't know. But that literally...
Department head.
Oh, yeah.
So I kept it to myself. I took the bathroom breaks to call the hospital check-in and then made arrangements for inpatient care for her. All from my phone while texting on set because I feared losing my job as a single mom on a show that did not allow for us to have personal lives that might affect our bosses or the show. And there's a lot. This account has 1,061 posts. And they post more every day. That one was posted an hour ago, the one I just read. So this is not like a small thing.
I know, like having to lie to like your boss about why, or like literally not tell your boss about something is happening.
Like you should be able to be
just be like, I need a family emergency. Yeah.
Because I remember like, okay, this is completely, well, it's not off topic, but I remember like a job I used to work at, not industry related, but I remember like they would ask, like, you know how like when you want a day off, like I remember a manager would come up to me. And be like, oh, what are you going to do? And I was like, why do you, it does not affect you.
You don't need to tell them, by the way.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would just because it was like nothing, like it wasn't a big deal. But sometimes when I was like, I'm just, oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's like none of their business. And that should,
it's okay to establish boundaries with, like, even if you're like, it's just like a minimum wage job. You can just be like, oh, I don't feel comfortable like sharing the reason why. Because I just need a day off.
They're counting on you to think that they're your friend.
Yeah.
Because then they can like make you feel guilty for
that. But it's also like,
it's so weird.
It's not like fucking a whole ass industry, like whether it's like a retail chain or like any chain or anything is going to like lose, like shut down tomorrow because you didn't show up to work. Like it may suck for that one day for like other people, but like if you have things you need to do, you got things you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, back on topic.
And the last thing is working on certain new media streaming projects, getting paid less, even on productions with budgets that rival or exceed those traditionally released blockbusters.
Okay, I remember reading this one.
I literally was like,
this is shit. Like, this is.
That's tea.
Yeah, because the way it's worded, like, workers on certain new media streaming projects get paid less. Like,
we're looking at you.
They're literally dry. I don't know who, but. Oh, really?
Probably. Okay. Or maybe like you know how like some YouTube shows will like have shows on like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, they like stopped that.
Oh, really?
Because Dragerson was talking about it because he was saying how like they were shopping Escape the Night to like actual networks because YouTube is like not gonna create original content anymore. If you're working on a set that has like a Marvel level budget and they are not treating you like as a normal human being, that's like actually crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't understand because
I think it's like really weird that the producers are doing this because producers are probably one of the most, like they're above the line, so they're higher paid.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're going to sit there and tell all the people that you have to employ, sorry, your life is not worth the extra hundreds, thousands of dollars. Like what? That is just insane to me that like whoever is in, like making the negotiations and the producers alliance telling these people that they employ, your life is doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Cause the whole thing is money. Like that's the whole reason why there's negotiations. Cause if you, and also like another thing is like turnaround days. So like having like 2 days on and like 2 days off or like, you know, something like that. Wherefore, but like usually how these work is like you're working every single day for like 2 weeks to get one day off.
Yeah.
And then you have to do another 2 weeks or what if it's a movie, it's months.
Yeah.
And like maybe you get 3 days off in those 3 months.
Yeah.
1 day a month. That's it. That sucks.
Yeah.
And then these producers that are like one of the most like influential and financially well off people are going to sit there and tell people, no, sorry, we need to cut costs on that front. And then I remember seeing like people were saying like maybe in the article, I think it was Deadline, like people in the union were saying they thought it was going to get better after COVID, especially because like they would have suggested hours like, oh, a 10-hour work day.
Yeah.
But then one of the people were like, we literally went straight off to a 20-hour work day in the middle of a pandemic. I don't know, dude.
Well, okay, so the petition is on actionnetwork.org, and we will put it in our Instagram, so mm-hmm. anyone can sign it. You don't have to be a member of
It's just like allies.
Yeah, so anyone can sign it. I think right now, as of recording, they have 73,807, and they need 28,000 more. Mm-hmm. Although this is the goal is 1,000.
It's very specific.
102,400.
Yeah, it's a very specific number. So I don't know if that was on purpose or not. But another thing you can do is, like, if you know somebody that's in the union, because it's basically like they have to have volunteers to get the word out and stuff. And it's like sometimes maybe like they're older people, so they're not like on their phones all the time. If you know like people in the union, like telling them to vote, because they're going to have a vote to go on strike on October 1st mm-hmm. Through the 3rd, and they need 75% approval in order to go on strike.
And if they do go on strike, that's crazy.
Yeah, because, okay, so another reason why this is like a really big deal and it's like, it's honestly pretty life changing.
Yeah.
And I really do hope they go on strike.
I hope so too.
That it's the first time that this union has ever gone on strike ever. In union history, and I feel like they've been around for a minute.
It's a big deal, because remember when like there was that writer's strike? I don't know when it was. It was a while ago. But so like some shows, like the way like their quality severely mm-hmm. lacked, and it showed that like you do need to treat writers like
You're gonna treat grips like shit. They're the ones that literally set up everything before like grips, and like all these people are the people that get to set first.
Yeah. And have a lot of physical labor to do.
Yeah. Like shit that they can get injured on. And they do get injured and they feel like they can't say anything because the producer's going to be like, well, I can't afford it. So
that thing that, okay. So for all that glitters you had, what is that thing called? The
blankets?
No.
Oh, the I know you're talking about. I don't remember right now.
Let me pull this on my own spit. Okay, so there was like this huge thing. It was like a tripod. I don't, what's that thing? There's pictures of it on Kim's Instagram.
Yeah, I forget the name of it.
Is so painful after wearing. And we had a tiny DSLR. I cannot imagine wearing one of those with a huge like Blackmagic. Like
when I did the Sour Prom, like there was a guy that had like a huge camera, and he was short.
Yeah,
he was like probably my height. And he had to do that.
Oh my God.
It was like a 4-minute routine as well. And they had to keep doing it. And like on the breaks, somebody would come take the camera from him, because like it was that fucking heavy. Yeah. You can't just hold it like that.
So anyways,
we're just like keep looking around like.
The silence is very loud. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, so I wanted to read through the petition really quickly. Okay, so yeah, anyone can sign it. And it says, after months of negotiating successor contracts to producer IATSE Basic Agreement and the Theatrical and Television Motion Picture Area Standards Agreement, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Oh my God,
they need to shorten these names.
Yeah, they do. The opening of the Academy Awards Museum was yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know why. Because motion picture. I don't know. Anyway, which represents major film and television production companies, announced it does not intend to make any counteroffer to the IATSE's most recent proposal.
Yeah. Because these aren't like public negotiations. Yeah. So it's kind of like whatever you hear is like,
Throughout the bargaining process, the AMPTP has failed to work with us on addressing the most grievous problems in their workplaces, including which is the ones we just talked about. It is incomprehensible that the AMPTP and an ensemble that includes media mega corporations collectively worth trillions of dollars claims it cannot provide behind the scenes crews with basic human necessities like adequate sleep, meal breaks, and living wages. Mm-hmm. Worse, management does not appear to even recognize our core issues as problems that exist in the first place. These issues are real for the workers in our industry, and change is long overdue. However, the explosion of streaming, combined with the pandemic, has elevated and aggravated working conditions, bringing 60,000 behind-the-scenes workers covered by these contracts to a breaking point. We risked our health and safety all year, working through the pandemic to ensure that our business emerged intact. Now, we cannot and will not accept a deal that leaves us with an unsustainable outcome.
Because I remember when I was reading their articles, people were like, if change doesn't happen now, it's just going to get worse and worse. Like, they're just going to keep on thinking that they can, like, give people worse working conditions. So it's like, it's better if they, like, go on strike now and get what they need addressed than, like, wait on it and shit get worse.
Yeah. And it's already pretty bad.
Yeah, it's already like really bad. And especially just hearing like even just like small things that my friends have to do. Like most of our friends are like production assistants.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff, and like hearing what they have to do and like them just being like, this is like the norm. I'm like, but it shouldn't, yeah. You know? And I don't know. Like, it's just really, I just don't ever understand how like employers can like sit there and tell their workers like the show needs to go on.
You know what I think it is? Maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong, people who are listening. I feel like it's because that's the way it's always has been. So like they just, mm-hmm. since they began like that, they were like, well, that's yeah. just how it's been. I already went through that. Now it's your turn. Cause that shows like, mm-hmm. That shows determination.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my god, you guys are too soft. Like a lot of people say that. Like yeah. a lot of older people say yeah. that about like our generation. I'm like, no, I think you just got used.
Abused, you weirdos.
Yeah, I'm like, I think you just got too used to like being manipulated, yeah. babe. And I think you need help as well.
Yeah, we like, can all go to therapy. We can get a group on.
We can get a group on.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I think that's basically what it is. Because I. Like, again, oh my god, me always bringing the most unrelated comparisons. But, like, so, like, from, okay.
I'm scared.
You should be. And so, like, in, like, frats, the reason hazing is such a problem.
Sorry. This is not what I expected you to bring up right now.
The reason hazing.
I guess I can see the connection,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. The reason hazing is such a problem is because the ones that are doing the hazing were hazed themselves. And they're like, well, if I have to suffer through it, then you do too. And because that yeah. shows that the pledges we want.
Yeah, so I feel but like it's like, shouldn't you be like, I didn't like going through that, yeah. so I don't want other people to go through that?
I don't. That's what like, you would think. But clearly, what we are seeing from so many different scenarios is that people want people to suffer because they did. Which is
it's like
so
that
weird.
Wedding Williams audio. It's like, should she suffer?
Clap if she
Clap
suffer.
If you think yeah, she yeah. should suffer. Like, that's literally how yeah. the Alliance of Producers. And I think, like, especially as somebody who wants to go into producing, I'm just like kind of, it's just like really annoying, I guess, to see that.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least, because I do want a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like, I couldn't imagine telling the people that I need to, like, that are giving me the job. Like, it's we're all working together.
Yeah, yeah.
It just because, like, I'm quote unquote getting paid more doesn't mean I'm better than you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just delegating. No. And you guys are honestly doing the harder work. And, like, the disparities between... Okay, hold on. I'm going to get ahead of myself really quick. But what if they don't go on strike? So this is if... Yeah, what I just said. If IATSE members do not authorize to vote or authorize a strike, it could impact the number of unionized film and TV projects on the West Coast and nationally. That dog is...
It's okay. The
microphone the ADHD is not loving it.
No, when I was reading and the dog started barking, I was like, ooh, a
challenge. I was like, wait, okay, I can't read the sentence. The dog is... Anyways, it could impact a number of unionized film and TV projects on the West Coast and nationally at the moment when productions in Los Angeles and New York finally rebounded to pre-pandemic levels.
I think what I'm more interested in seeing how this pans out is for like shows that are like week to week. So like yeah. like the late night shows that have like live studio audiences and those kind of things, because the other shows, you know, they have like pre-record stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't know, like 911,
like a show can like they already have the season like
yeah,
but the editors go on strike too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you can't even finish
you
your season.
Have one
season.
Or two left before.
Yeah, I'm just like and like nobody ever wants to go on strike.
No,
that is the worst case scenario yeah. is to go on strike, and the fact that it's gone to that point is just very. Saying of what type of negotiations were going on.
Yeah.
Like, no one, because going on strike means that you're not working.
Yeah, going on strike is like the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like the one where it's like we have no other choice.
Yeah.
But to go on strike.
And you know what? I remember when a professor is saying that's how he got into the industry uh-huh. is because there was a worker strike and he was non-union. So that's how they get away with it, though. It's like they'll like allow non-union people to go onto the set. To work their union, and then they'll get into the union because they worked on a union project being non-union. So it's just like it's fucked up.
Oh my god,
it's really fucked up. And I remember my professor telling us that, and I was like, so because he was like, yeah, I had to like literally walk across the picket line, so it was like a little weird, a little awkward.
Wait, what?
Because he was a non-union worker and the union workers were on strike.
Oh.
And he had to literally cross the picket line.
To go to work. I thought you were saying a metaphor.
No, no. Like, he
physically had to cross.
No, there's little picket lines like outside of the studios. Yeah. So like he literally had to fucking go past the union workers. Yeah. And like that's how he got in the union. And he was like, it's kind of fucked up. But like, that's just what you had to do. And that's fucked up that that's just quote unquote what you have to do. It stresses me out.
Yeah, no, literally the whole thing is just so stressful.
Then also like something I was reading is just like hustle culture. Yeah. And like the film and television industry knows how many people want to go into it.
Yeah.
And especially like, oh my God, that's why I'm hope this gets like figured out now, because there's a lot of people our age that wants to go in the industry. And I just, especially like people like us who like don't have any connections to the industry and literally need to fight our fucking way into it. Yeah. It's like they're gonna not prey on us, but also prey on us.
No, but literally prey on us.
Yeah. So it's so fun. Yeah. Because they know we quote unquote need the job. And it's like this toxic, like we like we do. And like I would love a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna sit here in front that I wouldn't love a job. Yeah. But like it, I do want better working conditions. I want better working conditions for everybody.
Yeah.
But hustle culture is just like, oh, that's just the grind. That's just how it is in the industry. Yeah.
Those tweets that are like, oh, what did you do with that $600? Like pandemic checks. I started a business. Like, have you seen those tweets?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, like, why didn't you do more? And I'm like, some people have to pay rent.
Like, even like the girl bosses that are like, oh my God, I'm planning my week.
Yeah.
And it's like, you do get burnt out at some point. And like, even like, it goes to like YouTubers, like people that post like multiple times a week and then they like burn out.
Were you watching the Bethany Moda episode?
Oh my God. Literally, yeah.
I was watching it right before you got here.
Yeah. And then I watched the video from Ryan Higa. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up cycle.
Because they're literally like pumping out content. Like, which is like also part of this too. Like, they're literally just trying to get as much done as they can in such a short, like almost impossible amount of time. Which is why.
The fact that a movie gets made in like maybe 2 months is just insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't compute in my head.
No.
Like, knowing how much like is left on like the editing floor.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just bonkers to me. So yeah, I think hustle culture is just toxic, and like it's okay to need a break, and like we need to like not shame people for taking a step back and like putting themselves forward. And because like it is like what we've been saying is like it's really toxic, like somebody's gonna take your job type of thing. And I don't think that's fair for human beings to do that, because then you're working these 20-hour work days. And another thing was like, because of the pandemic, people like finally got to spend time with their families.
Yeah.
And then when they started working these 20-hour days, they're like, I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
And I think it just kind of made everybody realize like I mean, I think we said this before, like this whole year of the pandemic has just made people realize like, wait, like everything's really shitty and like we shouldn't have
to
live like this.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I saw this thing. Where did I see this? Oh my God. Yesterday at the Global Citizen live concert, like in between like the performances, they would have like videos of stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, I don't remember, they were talking about something about climate change. I don't remember exactly what the clip was about, but he said like the pandemic, like revealed like all the cracks in our country. And I was like, oh my God, period.
It did. It
showed all our flaws, because like it literally did.
Because like, I mean, in terms even
of everything.
Even like, this sounds really like left field, but like even like when you go to,
I've been saying for the past 30 minutes,
when you're in American school, you have to do the Pledge of Allegiance every single day. And then like the 4th of July, and like
it's literally
like, and like taking Columbus Day. It's literally propaganda that we're just growing up on.
Me when I saw, okay, unrelated again,
not us being conspiracy theory podcast,
like this one's getting further and further. Have you seen the ads for the U.S. military?
Yeah,
that look like
they look like Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was like, what is it? And I was like, oh my God, this is like literally propaganda. Because I remember when we would learn about propaganda, I'd be like, I'm pretty sure I noticed that.
Yeah,
like it looks so obvious. And so then when I was watching the like, I usually just like obviously like skip YouTube, whatever, but then I remember I was watching it the other day, I was like, oh my God, this is like propaganda. Like, this is our generation's propaganda, because they know that this is what this generation
they're
wants.
Literally weaponizing video games, like boys loving
and
video
wanting to
games
be the main character. Like, you want to be the main character, join the military.
Yeah.
Anyway,
You want to kill people in real life?
I've been wanting to say that for the longest time.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Well, like, I know people that have been in this.
Off track again?
Well, I was just going to say, I know people that have been in the Marines and, like, they literally come back different people. And, like, that's really scary.
Oh, yeah, me too.
To me. And it's like, there's, like, a fine line between, like, discipline and brainwashing.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And I think that goes beyond the military. I think that goes to, like, literally just being in a capitalistic, well, like society, yeah. To be honest.
Back, I don't know how we managed to tie back these things, honestly, to our original. I really, like, sometimes the stretch is like stretching because I really don't. But, like, just how, like, this person was talking about how, like, she didn't know how to turn off the, like, go, 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 like,
mm-hmm.
Hustle, like, workaholic
girl
that she
boss.
Was.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, that was just what you had to become.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't
just
know,
like,
how to stop.
And it's also just, like, this, like, oh, Americans aren't lazy. They like do all these things and like they
the
like
American
put
dream
it yeah and they
working.
Put it onto like people of color, like the sleeping Mexican or whatever. When it's like Mexicans are probably one of the hardest working people. They're the ones literally out. Like a lot of people. Like I remember when I went to school in Cal Lutheran because Oxnard's right there and that's where a lot of produce comes from.
Yeah.
And like just seeing all the videos of them literally working all day in fucking 90 degree weather and they have to wear like long sleeves and like double shirts. Yeah.
And haul that huge thing.
And
of like,
it's just crazy. And like how, like, why did people make up these like terrible stereotypes to put onto people of color when they are literally the people like carrying it all on their back?
But also that just shows how awful working conditions are for like the majority of people.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. Like growing up, it was just really hard for me to like understand like hierarchy, I guess, in a way, because like being on the bottom. So like I guess in college is like a good analogy, like being a student, I guess, quote unquote, you be on the bottom, but then in reality you're the student paying for tuition and everything, so you're paying for like everybody above you, quote unquote, so like the administrators and stuff. And then being in student government, I was like, so this is just like a facade. So it's just like, oh, you just needed, you just want students to fuck around for like a year and like maybe give out a couple hundreds of thousands of dollars to clubs and organizations. But when we actually want to like have actual change and like sexual assault cases be taken seriously and like these bigger issues to be taken seriously, you're not going to actually listen to us. Like racist teachers and stuff, like they weren't actually listening to us. And I was just like, whoa, I don't like this. And then I was like, then I like had existential crisis. I was like, oh my God, this is how everything is.
Oh, man, I have those like once a week.
Yeah. And it's just like, so it's just funny. Really scary. Cause like, I just can't imagine like being in, cause I remember I would have to like work with other people that were also in higher positions with me on like student government and like other things. And like just hearing them put themselves first and also put interests of like other people that weren't students first, I was like, huh? I don't care what these people want. I don't care what these adults want. That's not who I'm serving. I'm literally serving the student body as far as student government. I don't give a fuck about what old rich white people that paid for a fucking building donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to slap their name on a building. I honestly don't care. Like, I'm sure they do great things, but also like how much of it is an ego stroke? Again, getting far off topic. But I think it just, I mean, going back onto topic, it just goes back to like all these executives and these producers. Like, you would not have your job if you couldn't employ all these other people. So, I, again, I just don't understand why it's so hard to want people to have rest. Because if you have rest and you're, you can work at better functionalities. And I mean, isn't there studies that it's like if you have a 4-day work week, you actually get more done if you have like the work week we do have now. There's studies about this. Why don't we do that? Or like, so I remember when we were in high school, it was like if school started later in the day, like at 9 a.m. instead of 7 a.m., students have better productivity.
And like they get, it was like, I remember reading that because it was like, they get, they,
I think we read it in school.
We might have. And nothing happened. It was like, if you do that, then not it like it, it like has like a domino effect. Like it also like leaves less time for students after school to do sketchy things. Like it was like a whole slew of things that would come from it. But like people don't listen to scientists.
Which is insane. And like I remember like, seeing like I got on scientist TikTok for a little bit and like people were like this girl who like was a scientist for infectious diseases and she worked in China and she like saw COVID and like she told all her family like be safe and they like didn't listen to her. at all, and she literally felt crazy. Yeah. Like they were like gaslighting her essentially. Yeah. And she's like, but this is literally like my life.
Yeah.
Like this is what I studied years for, and then you're not going to take people seriously. Like, then why are we funding science?
Yeah.
What?
People are like, go y'all to STEM, crazy. But don't listen to them.
No, it's literally, it's crazy. And like people will always make excuses not to listen to scientists, but it's like, huh?
I don't know. It's super weird.
And so I think it's also just crazy to think about how much studios make. Like when you like hear about how much a movie grossed at the box office, like Avengers, like billions of dollars. And it's like, oh, there's billions of dollars, but you couldn't pay your grip a living wage, babe. Huh?
That's like when I don't understand where like these huge corporations, they're like, oh, budget cuts. I'm like, what budget cuts? You literally make like $quadrillion. You are the richest company on this planet. And you cannot afford this. And it doesn't mean, I'm trying to keep that as vague as possible so that we get jobs.
Top grossing directors.
Okay.
So Steven Spielberg has made, is that?
Oh my God.
What number is that? Billion? Is that billion?
No, that's more because that's not a period. Zoom in. Oh my God.
That is a lot of.
Is that right?
I don't even know how to read that number, to be honest.
It's like, or maybe that's.
That's a lot of money. How many is three decimals? That's
trillion, but like, is that right? $10 trillion
at box office. Like, he doesn't have it, but his movies have made that much.
I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. Jaws, ten ET, and like trillion. The Jurassic Park, like
re-releases. But the Russo brothers, $6 trillion. I guess that makes sense because of Marvel. Those are like the highest grossing movies alone. Ever. And then Peter Jackson with $6 trillion. That's trillion?
That's trillion.
Yeah, because there's three decimals.
Yeah.
My brain could not compute that.
Yeah, no, I literally was staring at it and I was like, that's not right.
Michael Bay. Okay, so Steven Spielberg has 36 movies. He averages... Can you read that number? I'm not good at math, guys.
It's $293 million.
Per movie, average.
No, that's not right. 293. Oh, my God.
That's trillion. No,
this is hundredth. That's thousands.
We're so
that's
dumb.
Hundred thousands.
Right? I swear to God, I can do like shit on Excel. I swear to God,
that is million. That's 293 million.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hundred thousands is this one still.
So that's billions, $10 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I was like, trillion seems like absurd.
Yeah. No one comes here for the math. So it's fine.
But just what we're trying to say is like they make a stupid amount of money.
Honestly, between billion and trillion, like literally there's no difference. You have too much.
Yeah.
Like that's.
And look at all of them. Men.
Where's all the first woman? Can we find her on the spot?
Jennifer Lee.
It's what, 37.
But yeah, it's just like obscene amounts of money.
Yeah. And for people, because I feel like I can't visualize numbers. But if you can,
I couldn't even imagine that much money being in my bank account.
Me either.
Ever.
Mm.
Crazy. And like thinking about like the houses that they live in, multi-million dollar homes and like the cars that they have and stuff like that. It's just like.
This is going to end in a spiral.
I mean, not for me. I think I knew.
For you.
Well, Daniel was like, I didn't even read into it because I knew I was going to spiral about it.
Yeah. Well, I just saw people posting about it and I was like, well, I know I personally won't, like, I can sign the thing, but that's as much as I can personally do about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we're kind of doing something.
Oh, that's true.
With our podcast, barely, for like the 60 people that listen.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
You. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Gianni. Shout out Gianni.
Yeah.
but yeah, I think we just wanted to like do this bonus Jonas episode.
Yeah.
Just to like talk about it and also because I didn't want to lose a week.
Yeah.
But
like it's good to like bring it up because
and if, we'll be talking about it like as it like it develops and stuff.
Because if we didn't do it like as its own episode, it was gonna end up being a pre-show and that would have been too rushed.
I think. That's what I told Daniel because it's like I think it's okay if we don't have an episode and I was like, I think we should talk about this.
Yeah.
It'll be like a bonus episode, but like if we didn't, because that's what I thought too. I was like, if we talk about this in the pre-show, it's like
it's not enough time
to talk about it.
No.
But you know, I'm hopeful because now it like it's moved so fast within like the past 2 weeks and like that they're like, oh, we might go on strike. And it's like, okay, yeah, we might go on strike. We have to like vote. And then within like the next, within the next like couple weeks, we'll know if they're actually going on strike. And I'm just very interested to see how this impacts the industry. Cause it's like a really fucking big deal when they do go on strike.
Yeah.
I'm going to say when.
Okay.
We're going to talk in present terms.
So this is going to be our call to action.
Call to action, yes.
So what you can do is you can sign the petition. It's going to be in the link in our bio. Send it to any industry or non-industry people you know. Send it in your group chats, whatever. Mm-hmm. And just get those signatures because they're almost there, honestly.
Yeah.
And then also on the Instagram that we were mentioning earlier, IA_stories, they have a link tree, which has like a bunch of resources for people that are union. There's like video mm-hmm. testimonials. There's like updates about the whole situation. There's
and it's
resources.
Good to know if you want to get into the industry.
Yeah.
Like it's like also like politics. Like everybody should be knowing of like their local politics.
Yeah.
Because this is shit that's going to directly affect you.
Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, that's what you can do. Again, we just kind of have to wait and see what happens. Mm-hmm. On October 1st.
Yeah. Well, no, by our finale, I guess. Like, if they're going on strike, yeah.
If I ever schedule it. I don't know what's going on. Because
we'll talk about it
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
You guys don't need to hear this business
talk.
Yeah,
no, you
talk.
Don't. Oh, my God. I was doing business meetings live, like, yeah. Half the time.
No, literally, like, probably 90% of the time.
Of the pre-show is just us doing.
At least we're transparent.
But I like hearing when people talk about it.
I think, yeah, I always, I think it's because we're nosy.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I want to be a fly on that wall.
Yesterday at the concert, there was this lady in front of us. She was like, I don't know, older. So her text on her screen, on her like phone, was like literally size 100. So to the point where like four words fit on the screen, like literally four words.
I've seen those.
So
I've seen that.
Everyone around us was watching her. We were all fighting. Like it was her birthday. Her birthday's coming out. She's going out of town for the 1st to the 31st to celebrate. I was like, go first
to the 31st? Yeah.
I don't know where she's going, but she's having a celebration.
Oh, she's retired. She's good.
Yeah.
She live in all social security.
She's like, I would love to help, but I'm going out of town the 1st, 31st. And I was like, oh my, well, she could have been maybe just trying to get out of something. Oh. But my mom and I were like reading it, and then we looked around.
She said, I'm booked the whole month.
Yeah, she did.
Icon.
October. Me booked the whole of October. I was like, nobody talked to me. Anyways, yeah, we'll be back next week. We have a really fun guest if they upload in the order that I think they're going to.
Yeah. We'll leave you on suspense.
It's a cliffhanger, but I think we have a really cool guest that it's like different than any of the guests we've had before.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. Okay, bye guys.
Okay, bye guys.